You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy to learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
What's going on, everyone? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. On this week's episode, we have Olumide Benro. What's up, man?
What's going on, brother? Pleasure to be on, man. Super excited.
Hey, man, we've been waiting like a year to pop this off, so I'm happy we're here.
Yep, let's go.
You're in a beautiful place right now, man. I know you're in Bali, right?
I am. I've been based here 2 years now, man. It's unbelievable. Like, I showed up and thought I was staying a couple of weeks, and you know the story. You end up staying a couple of years.
I went out there like 2 years ago, and I didn't want to come back, but that's another story. But anyways, man, right now you're a remote work influencer and social media marketing advisor. You work with celebrities, influencers, athletes. You're a branding expert and publicist. You have a bunch of dope shit going on, and I just want to talk about it, man. I want to hear about you and how you got to where you are right now.
Yeah, man, it's a long story. Before the 2 years in Bali, there were some interesting, questionable moments. So maybe we'll cover a few of those journey to stability and actually building something know you can be proud of, man. So there's a lot of lessons, and I hope you can share a hint of that today. And yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, man. So tell me, I know you have a bunch of exciting projects going on right now. You're big on education. You're big on aligning with high profile individuals and helping them brand, helping them get out there, helping them position themselves. And you do an excellent job with your stuff, man. You have like almost 500,000 on Instagram, about 136,000 on TikTok. So I really like your content. I don't know how I found you. I found you last year. I came across your stuff. I thought it was super cool. And, you know, we've been talking ever since, and it's been awesome, man. I've been able to really see what you're about, and it's exciting. You're making some shit happen from out there, man. You're far as shit from where I am. I'm in Miami, man, right now.
MIA, look, welcome to Miami. By the way, I love Miami, although I've never been. I remember the Will Smith music video. I was like, I need to go there when I was a teenager, but never got to go there. I definitely want to. But yeah, man, I just like to delve into different areas, learn, be a sponge. I never try to be too proudful about my knowledge. I'm always listening. They always say, don't be the smartest in the room, right? Like, so all my expertise with social media and my network has come from just being humble, hosting events, paying for events to invite high level, high net worth people and saying, listen, I got the hors d'oeuvres, I got the wine. Let's just have a conversation. Let's connect. And creating and cultivating those events for years is what allowed me to build my network that I have now. So yeah, man, it's super amazing to be able to do that. Yeah.
Where were you before Bali, Indonesia?
I was in San Diego, California, and little bit in LA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me rewind it. I was actually, after I left San Diego, I haven't been in America in 5 years. This is crazy, yo. I can't believe I'm saying that. I haven't been in America in 5 years. And it's kind of in a way, hey, I'm not going to go into politics, but it's a very interesting time right now. But I left US about 2016. I traveled to Germany, and I was a backpacker all across Europe and primarily in different cities in Germany. I ended up after that in Mexico City. Then I went back to Germany before seeing something on Instagram and YouTube about this place called Bali. So I took a stop in San Diego, where I went to university, to San Diego State. Shout out to Aztecs. And then from there, I came to Bali. So it's been a hop, up, down, left, right. But here I am after figuring out a little bit more about myself, what my passions are in social media, getting my skills up, becoming an expert, and then deciding where I wanted to plant my roots.
So when, at what exact moment, because I'm guessing you were, you've been into social media for a while now, but at what exact moment did you start looking at social media as your job, as your profession, when it was paying you and you actually said, shit, this thing is actually working?
Bro, what I was making 5 years ago when I stepped foot in Germany and I said no to a PhD full ride to a very prestigious university that my parents would have loved and my Nigerian heritage and family would have said, yes, well done, son. I was a social media expert at that exact moment because I had to be an expert to survive, right? Like I had to delve into it and watch YouTube for hours. I remember before I left San Diego, I had to stay with a buddy of mine and he was like, why are you on this YouTube all the time, man? You need to get out there and work. And he was doing manual labor, physical labor. He made $1,000 that week. He didn't know I was hustling on Instagram. I made $1,000 that week. That's when it clicked in my head that if you can make this much money, typing some buttons online that from stuff and getting clients from stuff you learn on YouTube, I can't even imagine what's possible as I get better. So that's when I knew, and that's again, as I said, when I left San Diego to travel the world, starting in Europe, ended up in Mexico. And from just making that decision, that huge risk, entrepreneurship, huge risk, that's when I just jumped and dove head first. And that's how it all began.
Yeah, once you get that taste and you see that it's actually possible, crazy. When I started UADV, my marketing agency, I started off like doing social media management for small local brands. And then I discovered the world of influencer marketing, which totally blew the cap for me because honestly, I was at the time here in Miami, I had good connections. I was well connected. I went to events, you know, I was always in the mix. So I always knew business owners, big brands that wanted to advertise. And I also knew influencers and people in the space. So, you know, I would sell advertising packages to these brands, be like, look, this influencer are going to post. This is how much it's going to cost you. We're going to help you create the content. So we would give them this whole thing. And, you know, sometimes we would charge, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $7,000. Dude, I was a 19-year-old kid, like really trying to figure this shit out. And I was like, wait a second. I just did this shit on my iPhone. Yep. What else can I do, you know?
Yeah. I remember I'd be in a hostel because, like I said, it was earnest beginnings for me 5 years ago. I'd be in a hostel on Instagram sending dozens of DMs as soon as I woke up just to catch people in the US because it was nighttime. Just like it's flipped now, it's nighttime here. It was It's morning in the US, nighttime. And I was getting people to PayPal me $250 here, $300 here. And I kept adding up. I was like, oh, we might do $1,000 this week. And yeah, man, it's just a beautiful thing. I still think a lot of people don't understand how there's a gold rush for these high level skills on the internet that if you just master it, just a few of the first sort of like social media management, marketing, the things that are like bread and butter right now for a lot of online entrepreneurs, you can do really well. You can start off pretty darn well. And it's just at the, like you said, at the tip of your fingers. People still don't, I can't believe that so many people still take it, not for granted, but they still say, oh, no big deal. It's a huge deal. You can buzz up thousands of dollars in your phone by providing a service to someone across the world. This wasn't even possible 10 years, maybe 20 years ago, maybe, I don't even know, 10 years ago, you know, like To be able to just instantly, Stripe wasn't here. All these companies to process payments, you know, there's a lot of blurred lines also now with like immigration and things with like these visas and stuff, which is interesting. Maybe we'll talk about that, but it's crazy what's possible these days. And I just want entrepreneurs to like realize we're living in a golden age and there's Bitcoin, there's all these things happening. Pick what you love and like figure out the rest later. Like, Go into something and actually try something with the full heart and don't get distracted, you know? And that's what I feel like you did because you were like social media influencers, connect this person to this person, get paid in the middle, boom. Like, that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of people that aren't taking full advantage of what we're talking about right now is that it's not because they can't. It's not because it's not possible. A lot of the times is because they may be comfortable where they're at or they're afraid of taking that jump. And you don't have to like have such a drastic change. I remember I've had a job before and, you know, I was working on my side hustle at the time. And you're working at a company, you have a desk job. You are a person that's extremely resourceful. If you have a job and you're being paid thousands of dollars a month to do your job, it means that you're good at something. And it means that you might also be able to find somebody just like that to pay you in another country or even in your same country to do the same thing online. And It doesn't mean you have to get into crypto. It doesn't mean that you have to get into stocks. It doesn't mean that you have to get into all these other things that you're scared of or not knowledgeable of. All you got to do is do what you already do, but just put in a little bit of time of connecting with other people and just making that happen. Like you, bro, if it wasn't for the internet, I would have never met you. Like, you're in Bali. It's fucking like 10 p.m. over there. It's 9:30 a.m. in the morning over here, and we're over here talking. That's a perfect example of just trying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like right now, because you're able to connect and telecommunicate with people from around the world, I think like when COVID happened, people realized like I'm at home and I'm still, my boss is still bothering me at home. Like, why don't I just like be a consultant and work with somebody and not have this boss guy bother me? And they realized, and a lot of professions realized, that it was possible to actually do work from home. I remember again, back in San Diego, or friends or family, they're wondering, why are you home for 8 hours? They like, they thought I was like definitely almost about to be homeless, getting kicked out. But I'm like, listen, I'm still making these hundreds of dollars online. It might not be thousands yet when I first started, but I realized at that point, like you're saying, if you have a computer and you have a phone and you can talk to other people on the other side of the line, whether the same city or around the world, and you have something of value and you're solving a problem, oh, it's game time, you know? So it's super exciting.
I'll give you a perfect example, right, of what you're saying right now. So if you have a cell phone and you're scrolling on social media, no excuse. If you have a cell phone in your hand, privilege. If you have a signal, that's privilege. I had this kid, I forgot what country he's in, but anyways, he DM'd me a while back. He makes music. He's a producer. Very talented, by the way. And offered me his services. At the time, I didn't really have anything for him. You know, we do video content and sometimes we need tracks and stuff like that, but nothing serious. Anyways, he followed up. He sent me his portfolio. I chatted with him, and it turns out that a project came up where we need a producer to lay down a track for us in a specific way. And he popped into my mind right away. Why did he pop into my mind? Because he reached out, he came correct, he was organized, he had his portfolio, and he had great branding. Look at that. Somebody in another side of the world that I've never even met and probably will never meet is already going to be able to do business with me and helping me keep my business going. You mentioned consulting. Consulting is a very, very important thing right now because a lot of people are home. There's also a lot of people that are switching jobs or don't have a job right now, but have years of experience. And there's other businesses, other startups, other businesses that are looking to grow or take advantage of all the changes in the world right now to scale exponentially. They need advisors. They need advisors on systems, on processes, on staffing, on how to, you know, how to train, all these things that you may know. All you got to do is package it, right? Because one of the things that I had the most trouble with, like, and I've always had trouble with on how to actually scale my business is to actually make a product out of what I do, whether it's a product or service, right? So if you have a service, you may just be able to sell a service, you're a consultant, but you got to package that. How are you packaging that? What's the offer like? What comes with the offer? Do you get on Zoom? Do you give notes after the call? Do you get another call? Like, what comes with your package? And if you're sitting at home right now and listening to what we're saying right now, and you don't really know what you could do, well, the first thing you could do is say, hey, what are my skill sets? What am I good at? You know, what can I give? What can I give from myself and knowledge of myself to other businesses to help them grow? How do I package that? How do I package that into a price? How do I package that into literal bullet points? It comes with this, 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 and that. If you just go ahead and throw that around in your circles, on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on people that you've worked with, you're going to have some traction moving. And that's where it starts. As long as you start, as long as you're pitching, as long as you're putting yourself out there, you're going to have the opportunity. What do you think, Olu?
I think a perfect example is a friend of mine called Dylan Hay. Dylan, if you listen to this somehow, what's up, buddy? He's from England. And he said that exact thing you just said, becoming a consultant, because he worked for a marketing agency for so many years. That he gained this knowledge, he had this expertise, and he made one, I think it was on LinkedIn, he made one LinkedIn post that he said, hey guys, I'm leaving this company, I'm going all in on my own, and this is what I offer. Here are the ways I can help you. Here are the problems I'm solving. And I think he said he did six figures in terms of the number of clients he got in the first few months, just from posting it online, sharing his skills one time. Now, this is not... it's not like it's going to happen to everybody, but it just shows you the possibility of you can offer up your skills, like you're saying, Alex, bullet point the things you do, tell them a specific problem you're solving, and it's possible for you as well to start earning a good amount of income online by just packaging and putting your skills out there to the world. So I totally agree with you. If you have skills, you've trained for years, you know, don't undermine yourself. There's always that voice in your head that tells you, oh, I'm not good enough. People will not think I'm skilled enough. Am I smart? Yes, you're good. You're good enough. You're smart enough. Take the risk if you really believe it's for you. Entrepreneurship is not for everybody, but I totally agree with you there that, hey, if you have the skills, put it out there. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. And I think a lot of people will see some great responses from that, you know, especially from their personal network, people you think may judge you, which does happen. I think when you put yourself out there, there's still people that are going to be on your side. That's just how the way the world works.
Right. And honestly, man, no one that's actually doing well in life and happy and abundant is going to try you or talk shit about you. Really, think about it. Like, yeah, you may have, you know, the occasional person that's doing well and puts people down, but a truly wealthy in happiness and in money person, a person that's looking to grow and put out good energy is not going to try you. So if you're receiving pushback or backlash or people are talking shit about you or making fun of you, well, hey, you got to think about it. Like, they're already trying to bring you down because they're under you, right? And you got to pay no attention to that. You got to pay no mind to that type of stuff. It happens to me. It happens to everybody, bro. I'm sure you've seen it.
Happens to, listen, especially when you start growing, that's when you start seeing things coming out of the woodwork. So yeah, I definitely encourage people, just ignore the haters, baby. Like, let them just do their thing on the bottom and focus on you. And don't even, like, I don't even acknowledge or think about that anymore, to be honest. Like, you know, you're aware of it. You get these one-off comments on your Instagram post. You're like, bro, what did I do? Like,
what did I do to you, man?
What happened? Who hurt you? You know what I mean? Who hurt you, man? You know, and I'm like, you know what? I just send prayers out their way, because it, like Gary Vee says, like, for someone to take their time out of their day to sort of spew hate or hate on somebody, they're definitely going through something, and you have to feel like empathy towards those people. So I definitely take that road and keep walking, you know? So, yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
So listen, bro, let's talk about your skill sets, right? We just talked about services. We talked about packaging. I'm Alex Quinn. I want to work with Olu. What do you look for? And like, you know, how do you, what is the criteria to work with you? What are the main things you look at? You know, how does this start?
Sure. So to be totally transparent, I work with typically six-figure entrepreneurs or multiple six-figure, seven-figure entrepreneurs who already have a expertise in something that they're selling. They have a business that's actually has integrity, solves a problem for a customer, whether it's a B2B or actually B2C as well. And it's me working with somebody with a personal brand to help elevate them into a person of authority and to help them become a public figure. How do we do this? Through press, primarily, by helping people get featured in places like Forbes, Entrepreneur, Business Insider. And one of the biggest examples I give people is this. When someone wants to work with you, especially if you're an expert already, especially if someone somebody who solves a big problem and you get paid handsomely for it, if someone's going to pay you 5, 10, 15, 20 grand or more, they're going to Google your name. They're going to say, I just got an email from Alex Quinn. Handsome guy, looking like he's doing some great things. Let me go to Google and type in Alex Quinn. What pops up? So this is what I help people do. We specialize in basically helping people optimize their personal brand and get featured in press so that they can be elevated as an authority figure and a public figure. So anyway, going back to the Google example, people Google your name. What are the articles saying about you? What is your story? You know, like, what do people learn about you by reading your article in these prestigious magazines and across the internet? That's what we help people do in terms of strategy. We have relationships with contributors and publications all around the world, not just the US. We're talking in Malaysia, Singapore, here in Indonesia. And we leverage that by pitching your story to certain places that are really high level, but also in other places where it might be a blog, but things that specifically cover your niche so that you can be in front of your target audience. So when they're reading these publications or when they Google you and say, do I want to pay you 50 grand? Alex asked you for 50 grand. Miami, who are you from? Miami? Miami Herald said by Alex Quinn. Like, oh, Alex Quinn, these are his accomplishments. Kind individual. This is the problem he's solving for people. He helps people connect with brands and big brands and influencers. Okay, I want to work with him. They check your Instagram, boo, 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 looking beautiful. People are most likely to work with you and have no objection when you place yourself as a public figure. And that's simply what we do, help people elevate their brand.
Yeah, man. And honestly, I could attest to that working from personal experience because I've been building my personal brand. You could say, I mean, I started posting my entrepreneurial ventures on Instagram since I was about 14 or 15 years old, right?
Early.
I'm 27 now. So you could do the math. It's been quite a while. But here's the thing. That's credibility, right? You scroll down on my... People usually see the first 6-9 tiles and whatever, right? Or hear the podcast or whatever. If you go down 1,000-something posts, you're going to see me selling ultra tickets. You're going to see me selling bracelets. You're going to see me doing all these things. But as it progresses and as years pass and I started working on projects, blog here, interview there, conference here, conference there, and that starts snowballing, right? So one important thing that, you know, if you're listening to this and you're building your personal brand or you like what Olu's saying, you know, you want to grow towards this, you have to understand that it goes beyond thinking, I want to be featured on this press article or that press article saying this or that. First and foremost, you need to invest in yourself in creating content to validate everything that you're saying. So if you're going to be featured on a publication, have photos, have videos, have case studies, actually have something to show. The other thing is, don't be trying to toot your own horn and thinking that you're going to be working with these publicists and with these contributors and that they're going to write exactly what you want, exactly how you need it, and they're going to make you look like the super rock star. This is not what that's about. This is positioning through ethical publicity, through publicity of people who do this and talking in the niche about important things and about people actually doing this stuff. Because you could quickly find yourself getting a ton of press and looking like an asshole because it's not true. And it actually ends up doing the opposite of what you wanted to do. And I know you know about that. I know you are very careful in who you work with. I know you're very careful in how you pitch. And I think it's important for people to understand that because the market is really saturated with shit that could actually bring you down instead of bring you up.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I've seen it time and time again where people, you know, to be real, it's like we talk about earned press. People are buying their way into certain areas and certain publications. And, you know, I've learned a lot in this business. And the way that I like to move is just to try to do everything the right way. And it's like, we're going to pitch you to different publications. If you don't get accepted, it's really on your story. So that's why even me earlier on, I worked with people, I learned a bit, some big lessons. And I decided that like you just said, I only work with certain profiles of entrepreneurs. I work with people who have a certain credibility, trust, ethical, they're really doing positive things. And I would even venture to say, I really like working with entrepreneurs that are doing their social cause, entrepreneurs that are making impact on a social level, so that when you go pitch somebody or when you write a story, it's actually making a difference in the world, you know? So trust me, there's a lot of stuff with Instagram and with press that, yeah, it's just like this gray zone where it's looking real fishy. So I tend to make sure I stay away from anybody that has that vibe. And like you said, even for anyone listening, like you got to be careful who you work with. One mistake could really ruin your career, could really hurt you. And there's examples in our community, man. I'm sure we all like there's different people who you're like, damn, I can't work with that guy anymore. You don't want to be that person. So always do things ethically, work with the right people that have the same values as you. And pretty sure people will see success in that way. Even if it takes longer, like you said, you've been posting since you were 14. I mean, I don't think I had a phone. My parents didn't give me a phone when I was 14, you know? Blessing, man. And you know, we got to watch the power we have in our hands that one video could impact somebody else's lives, you know, or one comment or the people need to understand, like, the internet is so powerful these days that one image could change everything. So we have to be cognizant of how we share our story in the right place, in the most ethical manner, and give value. And I think if people continue to do that, then they'll be, you know, they'll do great.
Yeah, and like everything else in life, don't be selfish, right? If you If you're thinking, I want to be published here, I want to pitch this contributor, what value, first and foremost, are you bringing to that contributor? Not monetary value, but what, like, wisdom, knowledge, right? What are you bringing to them? And then what value are you bringing to their audience? Because, I mean, I'm sure most people listening to this right now have either pitched someone or received a pitch. And I'm sure we've all seen the me. This is who I am. This is what I want. This is what I do. Blah, 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 blah. Stop right there. What can you do for the contributor who then could translate that into knowledge for their readers? Yes, you could talk about yourself. Yes, you could talk about an accomplishment. Yes, you could talk about what you've done. But so what? Who cares besides yourself? Like, realistically, like, there's so many things that I do, Olu, that I think are fucking cool and that the world should know about them. And, oh, man, if I want to publish here and publish there. But at the end of the day, what is that doing for people? Like, what message am I putting out? Like, why do they care? Instead of, okay, I did all of this, all of these accomplishments. Here's how you could do it. Here's a resource for you. Here's who you should talk to. Instead of just, you know, trying to look like a rock star. Eventually, people will recognize you as the rock star that you are because of your efforts and because of the hard work that you do, not because you were published somewhere. Being published somewhere validates what people are already saying about you. And that's the mistake that people make. Because let's say they'll pay somebody like you to go and do this great campaign, and they're expecting to get rich quick. When it's, hey, don't expect that you're going to get rich from a round of press. Expect to position yourself and then make money out of that.
Yeah, we just get you ready, fam. Like, you made it. You're an Olympian. Listen, we're going to Rio, now it's Japan. We're going to Japan. You already made the team, baby. We know you're the fastest man or woman. We know you're the best swimmer, okay? I'm going to get you there. We're going to make sure you get your oil, you get your massage. You know what I'm saying? We got the cryotherapy we imported from, like, you know, Alaska for you. You know what I'm saying? But when we get to that starting line, your natural instincts, your learned training has to kick in. And you're right. You know, when I would deal with clients, I give them, put it all on the table. Like, we're going to put you in the best light and we're going to make sure we help you tell your story when it comes to execution, when it comes to leverage. And I'll give you one example with that. Like, I've seen some people just like, whatever, I got featured. Like, yeah, these are some huge publications. You should be happy. And they're like, yes, great, great job and a good experience. And then there's some people that run with it, that they say, okay, can you use this to get me featured on podcasts, like your podcast, like the amazing podcast you run, like leverage what you have, that authority, you know, get on the DMs or have your team start working on networking with specific other celebrity entrepreneurs and start creating content by using that authority that you've already gained. So you're absolutely right. It's like, people have to realize also when it comes to this sort of publicity and authority is, you are the authority. I am the authority in my own way, in my own expertise. You're the authority in your own way. And once we get you there, we're going to obviously leverage our relations, but you got to be ready. So I think that's a huge point that you just brought up for sure.
Because people are slipping, man. They want you to do everything for them. And hey, you know, you work as a unit. You work as a team. You bring what you bring. I bring what I bring. Now, with that being said, Olu, what are some red flags? What are some don'ts in your industry, in publicity? Like, what are some shit that when you see that, you're like, no, that doesn't fly. You shouldn't be doing that. That's not going to work for you if you're trying to get out there.
Yeah, I think it's an obvious one. It's like lying. Like you know, like if you're not a seven-figure entrepreneur, like people lie. You know, let me break it down. If you're not a seven-figure, let me break it down in two ways. I want people to start being more authentic and direct about profit in how much money they make. If you make $1 million in revenue, you're not a millionaire. You're not a seven-figure entrepreneur. How much of that was profit? Some people are making 20% profits. So you really made, let's just say six figures. Let's just keep it simple. $100,000. I'm a six-figure entrepreneur. How much of that was profit? Some people are making 20% profit, bro, especially in some of these, I don't like calling people out, but let's be real. In some of these e-commerce projects, they're not mentioning the profit, which may be 20% profit margins. So they're making 20K a year, but they're flaunting, they're renting cars, they're doing things. And again, I don't want to come across as judgmental, but I want to be real because I check numbers and I make sure I try to check numbers as close as I can when I work with entrepreneurs who claim to be six or seven figure entrepreneurs. Right. I want to make sure that these are profit numbers because I don't want to deceive the reader. I don't want you guys to deceive people on your Instagrams and your social media and not be authentic. I believe some people are still very helpful, even if they haven't made that much money. But I think you have to actually do that. You have to do what you're saying you're going to do, you're able to do in order to sell it to somebody else. I do believe there's that edge there. So even for me, you know, when I made a certain amount of money this year, I told people how much profit it was. Yeah, we did 100K revenue in the first 2 months of 2021. But how much was that was profit? I let people know clear and shade and gray and like written down, this is how much profit I'm working towards getting to six figures in profit. And then I want to do seven figures by the end of the year in profit. So I tell that in the story. And I found that even some people, when some people reach out to me, I check them. And I'm always like, look, listen, like how much revenue are you bringing? Okay, what's your profit looking like? How are you looking to grow? Because I want to understand also in their heart and their spirit, like how big are you trying to go? Like, because I only want to work with game changers. So that's the biggest thing. I know it's a long-winded answer, but it's checking people at the door. Like, yo, I know we just trying to make you look cool, but really what's going on behind the scenes? I want to be intimate. I want to know what you're really doing so that I can, listen, if you're not doing $1,000 in profits revenue, that's great. Not everybody's doing that. This is how much your company's doing, $100,000 in revenue. Here's how much you're projected for next year. And let's be honest about the numbers and what you're really accomplishing. So I think that's the biggest thing is people need to just be authentic all the time when it comes to how much money you're making. If you're going to talk about numbers, if you want to talk about money, you better come with the right numbers and don't be faking it. And then if you talk about accomplishments, come with the accomplishments that are changing the world and impacting people. And don't make stuff up. You know what I mean? Of course, with media, you know, to finish up, it's like with media, it's great. Like things that you can say about yourself, you can position yourself with certain SEO keywords. We do that all day. Trust me. I want to make sure that when people are searching, they can find you. But the numbers and being authentic about your numbers is one of the biggest things that I think entrepreneurs face. Because everybody wants to get rich quick scheme and everybody wants to be Gary Vee, but they don't realize Gary was hustling for like 15 years before he even looked at a damn camera. You know what I mean? So you got to get to the point where you're just real about your journey. And I've had losses and I've shared about it. And we have people that we talk to, like clients, and we say, share your losses. That's in a questionnaire. When did you lose money? Why? What are the lessons, as you said in the earlier question, what are the lessons you can give to the reader so they don't make the same mistakes?
Right. Because, I mean, here's the thing. When you're first getting into the game, let's say entrepreneurship, so you're putting yourself out there on social media, you're excited. You're watching Gary, you're maybe watching Tony, Dean, Russell Brunson, Grant Cardone, who we had on the podcast. You're looking at all these guys and they have experience. So you see what they're doing and you try to emulate that. But here's the thing, a guy or girl that's a few steps ahead, a few notches ahead of you, could see right through the bullshit. Just like Grant and Gary and the Andy Frazellas of the world, all these guys we've had on the podcast, they know. So if you're just starting out, you're listening to this and you're, you know, oh, I made this many figures and that many, just stop and think. In 5 years, when I look back at this, am I going to be embarrassed that I'm being not truthful with what I'm saying or I'm boasting too much? Or just think about it, because I'm shit, I've done it. I've said some dumbass shit on social media, but it's all been true. It's just like the way I framed it. I'm like, why am I trying to appear this
why
way?
Why am I trying to impress other people? Right. Let me talk now, impress myself first.
Yeah, I'm trying to impress myself now, honestly, man. And honestly, that's what it comes down to. Make sure that you do everything with integrity, so people could trust you. You know, have core values. That way, the people that you work with and the people that you do business with share those values. Because if you start going down a rabbit hole of lying, of staging, of working with these people, then those are the people you're going to be surrounded with. And that's the environment you're going to be in. Right. So, I mean, dude, I know we could keep going forever, Olu. Like, you know, we've been at this for a minute and we usually keep these episodes a little bit shorter because our audience likes it that way. But I think we're not done here. OK, I think we have a lot more work to do. So we're going to have to come back and share a lot more knowledge and insights with our peoples. But in the meantime, Olu, how can people connect with you, share their story with you, reach out to you, and potentially get a chance to do some business with you?
Yeah, like you asked me earlier, if anybody is looking to elevate their brand to that place of authority where you're tired of reaching out to people by yourself, you just want to attract people where your DMs are packed, where people are emailing you, people are Googling you, and they're like, okay, I want to work with that person. If that sounds like you, you're an expert, you're a multiple six-figure, seven-figure entrepreneur, I would love to, you know, work with you and have a chance for us to have a chat to see if you're a fit for what I do. And you can find me actually most likely on Instagram, because it still seems to be a great place to connect. It's a great platform for still connecting and networking like we did. So you can find me at Olumide_Benro. And I'm sure you put that in the show notes somewhere. You know, you can also put my website in the show notes, olumidebenro.com. And you can email me hi@olumidebenro.com or just send me a message on Instagram and we'll take it from there. Thank you so much.
You heard it, y'all. So listen, whatever app you're listening on, the show notes will have everything we just mentioned. If you don't find it, by any chance it's not there, go to hustleinspireshustle.com/podcast and you'll find Olu's episode with the show notes, with absolutely everything. Make sure to connect. Make sure to share this episode with somebody that you feel would get some value from this. We have over 95 countries tuning into this podcast right now. Some episodes reaching as high as 100,000 listeners. So we're fucking blown away that you guys are supporting us and showing us so much love. It's been 2 years of putting in work, of me trying to perfect this and trying to be a better interviewer and studying and learning more about my guests. And I'm very grateful, guys. I'm very grateful to you, Olu, for being on here and giving me your time. And guys, just the only way we could continue to grow this show and continue to spread the message and help more people out is if you share. So drop a comment on Instagram, leave a review, send this link to somebody that could use it and find value in this. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuin. See you on the next episode.